What do you like about St. James?
Well, the thing with St. James, I've never actually worshipped in an Anglican church, even though there was one quite near to where we lived in Jamaica. But there are, I find the people there that we met there, of course, there were people there that when you walk in, I didn't know they go there. And there were people that we've known for years, you know. And of course, we stayed because it was very friendly. The atmosphere was good. And I was there for a month. After I'd been there a month, somebody came up to me and asked me, would I help to clean the church? And I thought, oh, I hadn't retired yet. I retired in 2002, and I thought, oh, dear. So I said, oh, I am very sorry, but I cannot go on your cleaning list because I'm still at work. And there are things that I cannot do anyway. So that's okay. And then I was there for a month, and I had something wrong with me. And a card came from St. James, wishing me get well soon. And I haven't been there long. And I thought, this is great, you know. And I think it was from the lady vicar that was there also at the time. She was a curate. And that's the sort of thing that really, you know, and we stayed. And then we stayed and we went to the AGM when it was. And I said, let's go to the AGM and we'll find out how this church works. Because the Church of England was so different. I mean, it's traditional church, isn't it? I mean, so I said, let me go to the AGM and find out what goes on and, you know, and so on. So we did. And we just sat there amongst them and we listened. And they were saying they wanted people for doing things. And I thought, well, I don't know what I can do. But a voice came up to me and said, Joyce. I said, yes. How would you like to be How would you like to be a side person? So I said, what's that? That's my reaction. I said, what's that? Side person? Oh, she explained what that was. I said, oh, that's fine, no problem. That's nothing, you know, that I couldn't do. And then so we went on with there, and then jobs keep coming up. And then somebody approached me from the church and said, oh, Joyce, how would you like to be, would you like to be a governor of the school, St. James School? And I thought, oh. I said, I've never been a governor, even though when my son was at school, we were really involved with the school. We were on the PTA and we did sports day. We do make teas for the PTAs and all that. But I've never been a governor. And I said, how did you, you know, people just want me, you know. And so I said, well, I've never been a governor, so you'll have to tell me all about it. So she came here with a whole great big folder of stuff going through, and I thought, oh my goodness. And she reassured me. She reassured me. She said, you don't make any decision by your own. It's a governing body. And you don't make, if you want to make it stressful, can, but you're not supposed to make it stressful because you're not on your own. It's a governing body decision. And I thought, I'll give it a go. So I'm still a governor.